Radio Headspace is brought to you by Quince. The weather's getting warmer, so it's time to say goodbye to jackets and sweaters and hello to shorts and tees. I wanted to update my wardrobe for the long haul without spending a fortune. Luckily, I found Quince. Now I've got a lineup of timeless pieces that keep me looking effortlessly chic year after year. Like premium European linen dresses, blouses and shorts from $30, washable silk tops, timeless 14-karat gold jewelry, and so much more. The best part, all Quince items are priced 50 to 80% less than similar brands. By partnering directly with top factories, Quince cuts out the cost of the middleman and passes the savings on to us. And Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing practices and premium fabrics and finishes. I love that. I just ordered the gorgeous European linen smoked midi dress in navy, and I cannot wait to get my hands on it. Get warm weather ready with Quince. Go to quince.com/radioheadspace for free shipping on your order and 365-day returns. That's quince.com/radioheadspace to get free shipping and 365-day returns. quince.com/radioheadspace.
You know, some people enjoy composing their own music, chord by chord, and others are happiest when they come across that one perfect song. Work is not a lot different than that. Whether you prefer building your own workflow or using a pre-made template, with Monday.com, you and the team can work in a way that's comfortable for everyone. Tap the banner to go to Monday.com and build your own amazing workflow or find an awesome template. No judgment.
Hi, I'm Andy, and welcome to Radio Headspace, and to Wednesday morning. So one of the questions I get asked the most is, how do I know if this is working, as in the meditation, the mindfulness, the mind training, and how do I know if I'm progressing on my journey? So that question comes up all the time, and it's an understandable question. I think most of the things we do in life, in fact, pretty much everything, not quite everything, but pretty much everything. We normally have an idea of progression. I don't know at what age that kicks in. I don't feel it's there quite so strongly when we're children, but even if I look at my kids who are still really young, there is an idea of wanting to progress and to get better, to develop a particular skill, even within play. It's an understandable question. At the same time, I'm not sure how helpful it is. So we can talk about it, and yes, we can talk about it scientifically, and we can measure it even scientifically. There are ways of doing that. But even then, we're really only talking about how it progresses in or develops, our physiology, our brain, and how in turn that then comes back round to influence our psychology and our brain, and then as a consequence, our mind. And I think mind is something bigger than that. It's not just the brain. It's not just our body. Mind is bigger. So in terms of trying to judge it, it's a little bit like, I don't know, for me, I think of love. Like, love is so much bigger than the brain. It's so much bigger than the body itself. It's beyond ourselves. It's almost as though we are part of it rather than it's part of us. And if you look at it like that, then you can't really judge it. You can't really say, well, I love this person this much at this stage and now it's this much. It doesn't really make sense. And in the same way, judging the mind and the journey of meditation doesn't make that much sense. There's also a number of very real kind of challenges in this process. Let's say there was a start point from our meditation, and let's say we're kind of, I don't know, a month on, 6 months on, a year on. In order to judge it, we would have to have a stable point of reference where we can see the beginning and we can see the end and say, okay, well, this is the difference between the two. Unfortunately, the stable point of reference that we're referring to here is the same mind. So it's not really that stable. It's moving with the progression. So there's not even a single point where we can sort of say, okay, well, the mind was like that and now it's like this. The mind that's doing the judging is the same mind that's being judged. So it gets really, really complicated. Putting all of that aside, I do think there are some basic clues along the way that might suggest that we're moving in the right direction. One of them might be that we experience a mind that's hopefully a little calmer from time to time. Not all the time, but just from time to time. Maybe it's a mind that feels a little clearer, where we're not necessarily spending so much time caught up in our thinking. We're not ruminating so much, maybe we're not analyzing quite so much. There's a sense of being a little more at ease with the mind, and because of that, we have a bit more clarity. And that clarity can manifest in lots of different ways. Maybe we find it easier to make decisions in our life. Maybe we just find it easier to relax and not have a mind that's constantly full, that's constantly busy. A lot of people will say, you know, and outside of the direct benefits of meditation, sort of around sleep and that sort of thing, you know, a lot of people will say that they notice it in their relationships. In fact, some people have even said, I haven't really noticed it myself personally, but if you ask my husband or wife, they'll say they've noticed these big kind of changes and they've asked me to say thank you on their behalf. Sometimes I think we don't even see the changes ourselves. The benefits are seen more by others and felt more by others. So although it's really tempting to want to analyze it, to want to judge it, as much as possible, I would say awareness and compassion are very difficult to measure and maybe not so important to measure. Maybe the most important thing is to have made that decision to look after the mind and to have done so knowing that it benefits not only ourselves, but it also benefits the people around us. And that knowing that showing up with that intention each day is actually enough. We don't have to try and set ourselves against any point of comparison. There is no score sheet. There are no gold stars. It's enough simply to turn up with that intention each day. And if we can do that, then over a lifetime, it can make a really significant difference to how we show up in the world. Thanks for listening. I look forward to seeing you back here tomorrow.